When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you.
Standing ovation.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Augusto Papá podcast. It is Saturday morning. Yesterday, we went to the SMO.
Last night, like 12 hours ago.
You muted his mic, bro. Oh,
what do you mean?
Jason, I talk?
Hello. Ahí está. Hey,
ay, pan.
No quieren cable, pero...
Porque dices pura mamá, compa.
No, agüitas tú. Oh my God.
If you guys are new to this channel, make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe. Listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you guys are going to the gym, work, just driving.
To the jail?
Gym.
Oh.
Or jail.
I don't even have that word in my vocabulary.
Honestly, if I'm driving to jail, I'd probably be listening to Augusto Papá podcast. Also, listen to the best playlist on Spotify, Para Andar Augusto.
Yep, that's the best playlist, most of fire fucking playlist.
That is on Snapchat.
And if you guys got new music, send it to our email because we will put it in that.
We're going to get to it eventually.
And also send us music too because the record label is starting soon. It's been a slow start.
But it's a start, I think
y'all...
Day one or one day.
Y'all rusty, y'all need some WD-40 pa' que...
No, it's not rusty. It's just that, like, you're not ready to...
It's 24 hours and...
It's 24 hours, but you did mention that we went to Smoke Me Out tour, but...
You were supposed to go.
I was supposed to be at Coachella. Coachella!
Damn, after what I started... What happened with Anita and Peso? Should have gone, champ.
Bruh, I would want to fucking go to Coachella. And... What's up?
The reason you didn't go is because it's far. And what is the worst thing to do when you don't have car insurance?
What's drive far?
Go on a fucking road trip, Chev?
Damn.
One in six people don't have insurance.
All right,
and who's the six?
Look, whatever.
One, Jace? Two, three, four, five, six.
Whatever. I would have risked it. I would have risked the bit. How do you say?
You risked it for the biscuit.
Risk it for the biscuit. You know, yeah. Peso Pluma gonna be a Coachella. You know,
risk it for Anita's biscuit.
You know, no insurance. Nah,
no, there, guys, nah. Do not drive without car insurance. We've been talking about this for a few weeks now. Do not be part of the statistics. Just be safe. And also, you know, with Adrenas insurance, you know, you don't have to break the piggy bank, chat.
Ah,
I was not expecting on that. Yeah, but you know, you get covered the same day, you get insured the same day, and you move on with your life. A lo que sigue. Yeah, you get over it. You don't have to think about it no more. Yeah, done deal, chat.
I'm going to tell you something that you guys should do. If you have insurance, take your headphones off.
Step out
of this one, champ. Also, something that's very smart to do. You guys just did your taxes. You guys are about to get your tax return money. What are you going to do with that money?
Don't go to the strip club. Concerts.
You probably didn't do your taxes either.
you're getting no tax refund if you're doing taxes, champ.
If you're getting your tax return money, use that money to pay your insurance for the rest of the year so you don't have to deal with it every single month. You know, be like, oh my God, this month I got to pay my insurance. Just pay for the rest of the year. Be smart. Don't spend it on concerts.
Guys, girls like dudes that have their shit in order. That's another thing that you could, you know, just check off your list. Be a high value man. Get it together and you'll get baddies. That's it.
Your car insurance, you'll get baddies.
Oilu? Oilu? 2024 president. When your president does this,
he's like,
I don't know how to act with the Senate ovation, bro.
No, but the SMR, we went to the SMR yesterday. We got to talk about the SMR.
Yeah, we got to talk about it. And I think one of the main reasons that it gets its own video is because I think it's a legendary name. We never thought we'd get to see it again, you know, between whatever happened with Jimmy and Legado and all that. You know, and we did have him on the podcast.
That beef.
The podcast was Thursday. We had them on the podcast Thursday last week. They're literally sitting right here. So wait on that. They talked a lot about that. But the SMO, they were super excited.
Oh, and also, if you guys don't know what the SMO tour, it's a tour that happened in like 2018, 2019. It was like the biggest at its time with Música Mexicana. Like Fuerza Regida was on there. Like Fuerza Regida wasn't even Fuerza Regida yet. They were like the openers, right?
Yeah. I mean, yes, I'm on Fuerza Regida, but I was there in the 2018 one and I... what happened was that Fuerza Regida was the opening act.
And then we had Nata, like not even closing, Junior.
They weren't closing.
Legado, Arsenal Efectivo. And I say this because yesterday we saw Chuy. And I thought Chuy's younger than us, right? Like, what, 2 years?
Yeah. No, I think he's like 20. Somewhere around there.
You know, I know, Chuy. You look like a dad, though. But
yeah, anyway. he looks like he supports a family of 12. I'll tell you that.
He's feeding the family.
A single income.
All right, but what was the crazy fact that you guys told me and I was actually pretty blown away?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, Chuy, like, you ready? What's your favorite song by Legado? He's like, I don't know Legado. Like, I don't listen to him. I was like, what do you mean? We're like at the smoking altar. Like, how the fuck you don't know Legado? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, and then also he had a... We got a sticker, right? That said All Access whatever.
Or some shit.
Something like that. And he ended up getting a little... what do you call it?
A square.
Card. A square was a rectangle, dumbass. Oh.
No, okay, but his credentials were like in a lanyard. Like, se lo colgaba, pues. And it was like a little thing. And I was like, oh, that's badass, you know? I feel like it's a little flex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was, oh, that's it. Can I see it? Because, you know, I didn't get one. I was like, oh, that's badass. Like, you should put a little lanyard or somewhere or something and like hang it somewhere. He's like, for what? He's like, it's the Smoke Me Out tour, bro. Like, you have VIP and everything. Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, like, who do you know from the lineup?
It's not even that cool.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, I only know Cristian Lara and Oscar Amayon. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. Like, when did you start listening to like Mexican music? And he was like 2020 when Eslabón started. So I feel like there's a lot of young fans that don't know what the SMO tour is.
And I was going to mention that there's nothing wrong that, you know, they only know these grooves. But, you know, when at the time when the Smoke Me Out thing was like the biggest shit, like, these are the groups. These are the groups that you had to go see. But I think this just goes to show that, you know, there's a new audience, you know?
Yeah. I think it's cool too. Like, not to shit on it, you know, because at the end of the day, it's new fans, right? We all start at different times.
Yeah.
Someone's going to come in here and say like, well, I started listening when Ramon Ayala wasn't even on, you know? So like, what are y'all telling me about?
Yeah.
You know, everybody starts at a different time, but yeah, it's just
like,
to bring it to
let's not, like, let's just see, for example, like Angel started listening to Mexican music like 2022.
Y'all put me on the spot. The other day, they were like, I really like El Mickey with Grupo Codiciado. And they're like, okay, then, who was the feature? And I told you guys.
El Mickey!
Okay, right. But it was Alta Consigna, though.
Yeah.
I knew it. No. I held my ground.
Alta Consigna.
No, give me a second. Okay, no. Stop. All 2 right, seconds. Right. Give me 2 seconds.
You have like 5 seconds to prove your point.
The skinny guy. It's not skinny.
He's skinny.
I'm going to call you Chuy from now on.
No, it's not. Okay, what's up?
All right, can I say him on? All right, guys. You see, everybody gets into this.
You put me on the spot.
At a different time, if you guys didn't know, me and Diego were in a grupo back then. We played at tocadas and everything, so it was fun. I feel like we have a little bit more experience with the música mexicana. Like you said, there's nothing wrong with it. There's people that, you know, hopped on the Mexican music scene when Eslabón popped off, which is
or
also
Nata
like...
Or Nata or Junior,
you know?
Yeah, we were talking about that. Like, it's going to switch over to like, oh, what made you pick up the guitar? Junior, Nata, Eslabón. It's not going to be a...
Yeah, it's like the last wave of grupos that influenced like the younger people.
Yeah, so I put the flyer up there so you guys can see. So just imagine seeing Nata, Junior, Fuerza like all in the same day. Like,
yeah, and for like a good deal.
For like 85 bucks.
Right now it's expensive, but I think those were the good times and a lot of people reflect on those good times where like...
And also seeing the flyers too, hopefully we can get a flyer right here. But you'd see like, Arsenal Efectivo on top of Fuerza Regida.
El de la guitarra.
El de la guitarra, you know, was like
the
almost
shit, bro.
You know?
He was the shit.
Yeah, and it's crazy to see that. It makes you think a lot of things of how, like, you know, la vida da muchas vueltas.
Yeah, and I feel like another perspective from this is that these artists that were popping off back then, like, they still have to try to pop off and, like, still try to generate hits. And I feel like that it gets more difficult as time goes.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, people don't usually give, you know, their respective flowers to people for whatever they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Herencia de Patrones, I feel like they have some crazy hits. They have very, I think it's very unique, you know, like nobody has come close to like replicating that. And, you know, even though maybe on the charts is like some other story, I think in
something in my throat.
No, I saw everybody was super hyped.
Sounds like
you know?
A poser over here.
No. Like,
Herencia de Patrones.
It's like pura clica shit. Like, you know, everybody went crazy.
Honestly,
with that.
Seeing all the artists perform, what are your top two favorite performances of this Smoke Me Out Tour 2022?
That to me.
Legado first for sure. Legado was like the fuck.
Legado first for me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I say Legado too, no cap.
Second?
Like
I give it to Herencia.
Oh, the second's tough.
I think Herencia de Patrones went crazy.
I give it to...
Hijos de García?
Los Hijos de García.
Yeah, I'm
shout out to my boy, Freddy and Saul. Yeah,
I'm
going to
go with Hijos de García too. Yep.
Yeah, right? And then also, you know, something to keep in mind here was that we didn't get to see a few of the artists. We didn't get to see Arsenal Efectivo. We didn't get to see Cristian Lara. Who else did we miss?
And La
Guitarra, we missed it, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't show up late. They just wouldn't give us
give it your overall rating. Like, overall rating of the Smoke Me Out tour. I'm going to give it to... because of the ticket situation.
Yeah, you know what? Down. Like, just like it actually happened, I give it like a solid 9.5. Just because I never thought it would ever happen again. And like Jimmy said, like, they put their differences aside and made it happen. They're like, oh, you know, we made it happen for you guys. But, you know, they also made it happen for the bag. But, you know, I still take that.
I give it an 8.
I give it an 8, too.
8. I think
which is still good, considering, yeah. Like, remember, these artists were popping back then. And now they relaunched the tour and they're still selling out.
Yeah. But what were you guys thinking about? What was you guys' criteria when you guys give it that 8? Like, what do you guys have in mind? Like, let's say our ticket, you know, we had a bad ticket situation. Like, that goes into and you guys' overall rating, or you guys took that away?
That and how fast, like, they would perform. It was, like, 10 minutes.
It was
like
10,
three songs.
10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
And then, like, the selection of songs, too. Like, let's just... Oh, I can't say this one. But, like, Nivel Codiciado, I really wanted them to play...
I thought that was gonna be it.
I know. I was like, oh shit, like,
yeah. And you kind of want to mention what you saw when, because he said Nivel Codiciado, but now it's Nivel, and you noticed that when they performed.
Yeah, I think he looked a little sad, to be honest. But I could understand, to be honest.
Fuck, I'd be sad.
Yeah,
too.
But respects to Nivel. Yeah. I think they had a pretty solid performance. They were all
they liked on the podcast, but I'm still a huge fan. You know, yeah. to be honest.
Yeah, they sounded really coordinated, something that I noticed. And something that I'm going to mention is that everybody's, well, at least the ones that we saw, like, everybody's sound, like, it sounded good. Like,
yep.
Like bajoloche sounded good, bass sounded good, drums, accordion, like, it sounded really, really good.
And I think
what
makes it even more impressive is the amount of groups and instruments and all that had to be coordinated.
Yeah, imagine how many sound checks they had to do.
Wow. I can't imagine all that.
And then, boom, you had to, like, I don't know how it works, but obviously you have a wireless mic, you know, remember?
Yeah. All that stuff.
All that stuff.
And like, then when Nivel was playing, they had to switch out the mic because I think one was a little bit cutting off.
But that's the only thing
I know. Aside from that, like, the other 100 things that were plugged in, perfect.
No, honestly, it sounded really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, you know, whoever the engineer was that day, like, really.
Like, props to them, huh?
Yeah, props to them, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's, like, so complex of how... The timing, because when we heard the timing, we're like, oh, this person's gonna be on for 10 minutes and this person's gonna be on for 12 minutes. It was when Legado Siete was here, guys, and they were like, oh, yeah, we want for 30. And I was like, keeping all that in check. Someone, they had to be like some like stage manager going crazy.
Yeah, I mean, besides from like the performances, what do you guys think about the vibe of the people?
Nah, I feel like the people could have done a little bit better.
Think so?
Yeah, did you went crazy like right when the artist came out and then like their top songs, like Let's Just Say. People went crazy, but then they played like another song and everyone like sat down. It's like, bro, like stand up.
Yeah, I feel like when it was the break, a lot of people sat down, probably maybe use the restroom, get a beer. But then I noticed when Jimmy, he came out to like hype people up, it was pretty difficult for him to hype
get
them
up. Get the fuck up.
Yeah, no, actually I was actually backstage when Jimmy like walked by and I was like, damn, Jimmy, like you got some people to stand up, huh? You told him stand the fuck up. He was like, that's right.
Yeah.
I was like, get the fuck up, bro, I'm in the show. Yeah, that was funny. I feel like he did a really good job too. You know, now I'm putting...
Can we do that in Bakersfield?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
dude, literally, I was like taking notes. Like,
no,
okay.
I was taking notes too, bro. That's why he recorded it. Because I was like,
putting
ourselves in that situation of like us having to do that next week. Can we do that? No.
That's scary.
Can we? We can.
I think
you gotta have faith. You just gotta be.
I got no faith.
No. Okay, not right, okay. Let's not have faith. Let's have confidence. That's all you need.
Confidence? I feel like we need a fucking practice. You know what we need to do?
We need to go to rent like a fucking stadium or some shit ourselves.
A stadium.
A stadium.
We're going to be like,
you know, we'll go to Backline.
Backline,
the stage.
Yeah.
The stage?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, for the people that are not informed.
Are we going to do sound check?
Bro, they're just going to give you a mic. They're like, ten morro cagado, súbete.
Wait, tell them what we're talking about.
Hey, let's do the rock, paper, scissors. Who has to do the first?
Yes, I grito. No, we're practice right now. All right. But tell them what's going on.
For the people that are not informed, next week we are hosting an event in Bakersfield. And it's going to be Luis R. Conriquez, Chinito Pacas, Gabito Ballesteros, Clave Especial, and Calle 24.
Hosted by
yours truly, Augusto Papa. Very first time. You know, huge thanks to everybody that supports us, because if it wasn't for you guys, we would not be doing stuff like this.
Yeah, we're super
And like the pressure is like real right now.
Yeah. Shout out to Bobby D Presents as well. They give us that opportunity. It's our very first time hosting a concert like that. We did the host for Danny Lux, but I think this is, you know,
too. Yeah, there's gonna be way
more. Oh, yeah.
That's insane. Yeah. Oh, we didn't do a single club, chat.
We're going to a fucking theater. Skip club.
Arena.
It's an arena, yeah.
Oh, it's an arena?
Yeah. Like 10,000 people. Okay, so.
What the fuck?
So we're going in the capacity of you know, we're going to present an artist or two. That's what they said.
Or like an artist or two, yeah.
Something like that, right?
Maybe we get to pick, but I don't think it's going to be Luis. Hopefully it's not Luis R, because everybody's going to be all eyes on him.
No, hopefully it's Luis R, because that's the most scream.
Okay, let's. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Different perspectives, you know?
You know, they do the little countdown 30, 29, 28. They hand us the microphones. Like this, we're walk out, we go. You gotta start off. How are we gonna start off?
All right, let's just say you're starting off. What are you gonna say? And then we'll go.
Okay, all right. Okay, wait. I'll start it.
58. We have to go crazy for 1 minute.
All right. Do I have to actually scream or just say what I'm gonna say? Like,
oh, just like, all right. No, like fake scream. Right. Like,
what's that? Que se grito de la gente de Bakersfield, California.
¿Dónde están todas las mamás solteras?
Y los papás solteros.
And then what are you gonna say?
Arriba la putería!
Hey, no, like, actually, we gotta figure some shit out. Oh, you know what you should say? You should say, y ese grito de la gente que. Ese grito de la gente borracha?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
¿Dónde están todos los borrachos? Y las borrachas.
I don't think I can say that. Arriba la putería.
No, you can say that.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's like something pretty vulgar, huh?
That was a little vulgar.
Yeah, my bad. I'm sorry.
Ese pinche de que nunca falla. Ese pinche grito mexicano.
Oh, yeah.
Arriba México, cabrones. Tracas, hijo de. Oh, you know, we're going to be like tracas, and you guys finish it already. Tracas, hijos de.
And then that's where we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Anyway. Ya nos están diciendo que nos bajemos.
Be like, we're super to have. We could be like, oh, we're super happy to be here. For the ones that don't know who we are, we're Augusto Papa. We
and have that's a, on the boo.
We have that. follow us.
No, you know what we should do when we go crazy? If we get one of those little.
We should go out with the bottles. We should go out with the bottle.
Damn, but I feel like since it's a arena, like it's going to be kind of far away. Ooh. I don't think going like this no alcanzas.
No, like we take the shots.
Oh, yeah.
Be like. De la buena, like,
who's here to get fucked up?
Who's here to get fucked? Who's already fucked up? ¿Y quién se está haciendo pendejo?
Honestly, like, we should look at the video that Jimmy did.
Yeah, no, Jimmy means mis respetos, to be honest.
We need a trainer.
Damn, I feel like we should practice or
we gotta practice.
Yeah. No, we have to practice.
We gotta go, like, bring
go live and practice.
That's because if we do it bad, no one's going to hablar.
Yeah, we gotta execute.
And if we do good, we're gonna do more events.
Yeah. All right, guys,
gotta go crazy.
This is a situation that we're in. Obviously, it's a good one. A lot of pressure, but comment down if you guys are going to that event, and if you guys are going, hopefully we see you guys and we say what's up, take a picture, take a shot.
Yeah, because I think we need to do a whole podcast on that situation. Cómo nos fue?
It's either gonna go really good or really bad. No in between.
No in between. There's no in between with this.
And if it goes really bad,
I think we could do it.
It's because I think we need to write the stuff down, like. Ese grito mexicano. ¿Dónde están todas las muchachas solteras? And I'm gonna go like this. All right. I'm gonna see you.
He's gonna be like,
es que ya es tiempo.
He's like,
oh, we didn't get to talk about our ticket situation.
Oh, let's go.
That's what ruined it.
Yeah, we went.
Yeah. We got there at 7.
Honestly, yeah. And we got there on time.
Doors open. We didn't get our tickets till 8 something.
8:30.
Bruh. 8:30.
We were outside for like an hour.
Yeah, so like we. More. We went to a show at Edición Especial and someone took our fucking tickets. They told us. So we went again.
Take a heist.
And then we were like, hey, you know, he got in line. It's like, oh, we picked tickets. I wish papa.
He's like, I just gave them to you. I'm here. What do you mean? I'm outside. I just gave them to you.
Oh, the Edición one. That's what they told him. Like, And then we got in line. They're like, oh, you guys are on the list. Just give us a second because we don't have your ticket yet. And we're like, okay, we're waiting. 30 minutes later, hey, where's our tickets? Oh, yeah, you guys are on the list. Just give us some time. We don't have all the stack of tickets yet. All right.
So another 30 minutes
waited. And then I guess they just fucking lost the tickets. But we weren't the only ones. It was us. Like, I saw Chris was like, they didn't have his tickets either.
That's crazy.
Few people didn't have their tickets. So they were waiting there. And we were waiting there for a fucking hour and a half. And then the lady just took out like a... Obviously, we're super thankful for the tickets, you know?
Yeah. I think what ended up happening was that, you know.
The lady was like, oh, shit, you know, here's two. And they were just like random.
Yeah,
we were all separated.
I think they just gave us tickets of like the no-shows.
Yeah, so it sucked because we missed a lot of people. And we got there early for the first time.
Yeah.
We were really excited.
And it was cold as fuck outside.
Yeah, it was windy, but I feel like overall it was a pretty good experience. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we got to see most of the artists. And something that I really want to talk about. My bad.
I will wait for you.
Is Oscar Maidon's performance.
Yeah, was,
and then I had
yo mucho que hablar.
Dude, yeah. Fucking fire.
It was fire.
Probably honestly. One of my best fucking artists at the moment.
So I don't know about no music stuff.
I know.
Just super quick. What stood out to you the most?
About Oscar Maidon?
Yeah. You?
I feel like something that really stood out to me, like this is like nerd music stuff, but like, Joel? Joel.
Joel.
Shout out to my boy Joel. Like, he plays super clean. Like,
super clean.
Like, really, really clean.
Like, he's like Superman on it.
Like, every note is like clean. I don't know. And like, with the speed that he's playing in is fast. And I feel like it was cool how like they end the song and then they go into like a beat that, you know, Oscar Maidon could talk over and make time. Y esta canción. Or he'll give a shout out to the people, which is, I think, is important.
Or kind of what Junior does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that, it gave me that vibe.
Over to the next one. Yeah. I find that super impressive, to be honest.
Yeah, and obviously everybody has to be on beat. Like, everybody has to be on the right note. So it's not as easy as just like, oh, you know, you could end the song and then go to the next one. Like, no, you got to remember the beat that they're kind of like playing on so Oscar could talk.
So whenever they finish, I saw that. So whenever they finish a song, they just go back to like their little beat thing. They're like, la siguiente es Elvira. Yeah, como que like.
Yeah.
But like that transition from the little beat to like start the song, I
that's probably the fire
petos.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do that.
But Oscar Maidon was supposed to perform for 45 minutes and he only performed for like what, 20?
20.
To be honest, he didn't play Elvira, bro.
Oh yeah, he didn't.
Oh my God.
I want to make a TikTok. Me, no, with the Arthur heads me like, todos estos personas no saben que yo estoy en el video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I look pretty cagado. I look all cagado in the video.
Yeah, a lot of people were upset he didn't play Elvira. I saw some TikToks.
Oh, really? Yeah. Already?
Yep. Like, you know the TikToks where it's like, ya vámonos, pero no ha tocado Elvira.
Oh, that's
so good. That song is
amazing. We're fucking dumb for that, huh?
Oh, we didn't do that one.
He did bring out some special guests.
Yeah, he brought out Oscar Ortiz.
And Tito...
Código FN.
Código FN.
Oh, his name's Tito, but it's Tito? Código.
That might be, I don't know his name. But I think it was good. I think the song that they have is cool.
He sang First Love pretty good.
Yeah. And they actually ended the set with that one.
No, and then also another thing that, you know, I don't have the video, but at the end, when he was finishing that one up, he had like the microphone like this, and then he goes off to the side, right? Like the engineer side and all those people. And then he was like,
one more, please, one more.
And you know, I'm pretty sure they were like, mm-mm. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Damn.
So yeah, they went up to him. I saw when they went up to him, and that's when he had a call, Oscar Ortiz. And then, like, right away, next guest, and boom.
Yeah, because it was with Código FN, and he's like, oh, les traemos otro show más completo, pero pues, you know, saben, esas son las cosas. Saben,
like, yeah.
So that was, I know for a fact that was not supposed to go like that.
And I feel like música mexicana artists that have shows in Mexico are not used to that in the US, because obviously Oscar Ortiz is used to having shows in Mexico, and I feel like they don't have that. Oscar Maidon, they don't have that, like, that claw. Claws.
Claw?
Claws.
I feel like in Mexico, like,
claw.
A la hora que lleguen está bueno, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
see?
Why, that's like, why they have, like, Fuerza Regida show 4 hours late, you know?
And then the crowd looked pretty dead, too. A lot of people left right after Legado. It's because it was I don't want to see a weird lineup, but I feel like people who went to that show went for Legado, Hijos de García, and Herencia de Patrones. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
But, so, like, I feel like Oscar Maidon didn't really, like, fit.
You know, but he still put on a good show.
Unless you were like our age group and shit, but...
Yeah,
I mean... Kind of like you have like the Chewies where you're here for the new people. You have the OG SMO goers that are there for like... You know,
yeah, that
those
group.
People. And then there's like us, we're like fans of both.
Yeah.
Yeah. But something that I noticed is that even though he put like a really good show, like I feel like the people weren't hyped. And I feel like that puts pressure on him.
Artists, yeah.
Because... Like I said, you know, he performs in Mexico and everybody goes crazy. Ah, like you mentioned that he could do a show.
He sold out 30,000 seats six months ago.
Yeah, so over here it's like a different obstacle that they go through.
Yeah, and I think it was even tougher for him. Like, you know, the cards were stacked against him because he was on the lineup for the SMO.
Yeah.
He's, as we said 100 times already, he's a great performer. The songs were on point. The musicals, the show was really good.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like for a tough crowd.
Okay, like now that we see that, you know, it was kind of difficult for Oscar Maidon to kind of vibe with the audience, at least here in LA, do you think they're going to switch up the lineup for other shows? Like maybe they might bring Oscar down and then put Legado up.
That was weird that they put Legado down and Oscar up.
And the thing is, was I think it makes it kind of special is that we were with Legado when they read the... Because they already knew. They already knew that Oscar Maidon was going to close off the show. But I feel like they didn't really know the time. Mm-hmm. And they were like, here's like, oh, us 30 minutes, Oscar 50 minutes, I think.
Yeah. What was cool about that is like you could literally see their organic reaction to them hearing like the set.
Were we recording when he said that?
I'm not exactly sure. But we're talking about Alex's from Legado Siete's reaction. He was sitting right here. We were right there when they brought out like the time list thing.
Yeah.
So that was interesting to see.
All right, guys, that is the end of this episode. If you guys went to the SMO tour, let us know down below in the comments. What did you guys think about it? Let us know your overall rating. What could have been better? Who was your favorite set? And also,
no, I'm just kidding. I was gonna be like, what? Se trabó mi compa.
Oh yeah, me trabé.
Se trabó.
All right, guys. Peace.
Peace. Yeah, thank you, guys. And
peace.
SMO. Hopefully, damn. Imagine we're like the hype man for one SMO at least.
Damn, that'd be cool. If you guys have the chance to go to the SMO, you guys should go. Recommend.
Yeah, it's legendary.
And check out the old lineups too, so you guys can see like back then you could have seen Fortisoff for like $65 with Nata Jr.
We should do a reaction. We should do a reaction to like a 2018, 2017 ish SMO thing.
Oh, and if you guys went to the first one, let us know. Was the first one better than the one right now, or is this one better than the one before?
No problem. For real. Thank you guys. I'll see you guys.